Hello and welcome to this special pre-budget podcast, and I'm your host Madhuchanda Day, and we are talking about what could be a bad budget for the market. Markets closed to over 90% rally from the March bottom amid weak economic milieu, and a promise of a budget like no other in the past 100 years by the finance minister have made the upcoming budget an all-important event that could make or break the bulls in the near term. This year's budget is different, and unlike a normal year where fiscal prudence was considered a barometer of a good budget, this year it is more the merrier. The pivot has shifted from fiscal discipline to revival of growth on the assumption that a robust growth aided by a bigger deficit will ultimately solve the fiscal problem through higher revenues in the future. Globally, fiscal stimulus and large deficits have been the order of the day, as countries have spent anywhere between 5 to 10% of the GDP to stimulate their COVID-hit economies. However, for India, the direct stimulus has been less than a percentage of the GDP. Hence, markets are eagerly awaiting a more meaningful stimulus to revive growth hit by a recession. In the first 8 months, the fiscal deficit to GDP has already touched 5.5%. Hence, the year could end anywhere between 6 to 7% fiscal deficit. But in an exceptional year like this, fiscal deficit is hardly a concern. The more pertinent number is the deficit that gets projected by the government for FY22 and the underlying expenditure that makes up the deficit. A focus on capital expenditure would be cheered by the market. Hence, jettisoning of the fiscal consolidation roadmap, fiscal slippage to support capital expenditure, especially on infrastructure, to revive the long-buried private capex cycle, and finding adequate resources through aggressive asset sales are some of the key expectations from the upcoming budget. And in case the finance minister fails to live up to these expectations, markets may be in for a bumpy ride ahead. Markets would also welcome any move to improve credit flow to the economy. Measures like setting up of a development financial institution to facilitate lending to long-term infrastructure projects, or a move to create a bad bank alongside recapitalization of weak PSU banks, or any indication of any legislative changes to alter the NPA classification norms to ease the pain of the financial sector impacted by the pandemic would also be welcomed by the market. However, we feel as a sensible first step, the government needs to identify few mega projects, provide all clearances, promise a decent rupee return to attract big ticket FDI. This could ignite secondary and tertiary activities, generate jobs, provide a kicker to consumption, and help start a virtuous cycle. This is something which has been missing for very long. Markets would also be watchful about government's stance on China, both from a geopolitical and business perspective. Augmenting defense capital expenditure and further measures to boost Make in India would also be keenly watched. Finally, the need to step up healthcare expenditure cannot be overemphasized at this stage. As of now, India spends a paltry 2.2% of government expenditure on healthcare. The government has an ambitious plan of vaccinating every citizen against COVID-19. And in all likelihood, the cost of the first priority group, which is close to 30 crore citizens, will have to be borne by the government at the least. How the government garner resources for the same, whether there is a tax on corporate and individual income to garner resources for COVID vaccine, would be closely watched. In this context, allowing CSR expenditure of corporates on vaccination of employees would be a welcome move. Hence, no major tax concessions are expected in the budget, but a focus on growth rather than giveaways is what could qualify this budget as a dream budget, if not the best in 100 years. This brings us to the end of the podcast. For more news, views and updates, do log on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you.